6 minutes past 5 o'clock. Let's talk rugby league and hear from the Doncaster Dons head coach, Gary Thornton. Good afternoon, Gary.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Disappointing 34-6 loss away at Batley Bulldogs for the Dons. I don't want to start an interview on a negative a negative slant, but just talk us through the game last week.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's been a familiar story, that, hasn't it? I think these conversations have been going this way. Yeah, it was a very... They're almost mirror images, our games. You know, we put up some reasonable stuff for 30, 40 minutes at a time, and then we put up some pretty awful stuff for the rest, and that was certainly the case again on Sunday against Batley. We didn't start particularly well. We were playing down the slope there, and I thought it was important that we got on top early and got some points on the board to defend second half, but it didn't work out that way. Some poor choices in attack and some poor defence, and before we knew, we were 24-0 down. So it was a tough day. It was a tough day. But as I said, in all the games that I've been in charge, you know, the five games I've been in charge, I've seen some glimpses of what we're capable of, and we came out second half and had a bit of a dig at them, you know, and it was only sort of 10-6 scoreline. We were playing up the hill in some atrocious conditions as the storm came in, and we probably played our better rugby during that period, which was bizarre. But, you know, as I say, we just not put 80-minute performances together, and that's why we're not winning games.
You said a poor start. How disappointing is it for a coach to see a poor start when you've prepared for a game, you've obviously talked through a plan, and they go out there and don't deliver from the outset?
Yeah, it is. It is hard work, but you know, I think the thing is with the team now is because, you know, the confidence is pretty low. Having lost 20 games on the bounce, you can see that. And as soon as little things go against us, we seem to let it affect us mentally, and we need to get out of that. And I think that's where we keep speaking about this, about getting off to a good start and be able to be in a position to defend a lead. We're never in that position at the minute. We're constantly chasing games, and whenever you're constantly chasing games, you might push passes that aren't on, and people sort of do things that they wouldn't normally do because they're under pressure, and I think that's what the situation is here at the minute at Doncaster. We just need to try and get off to a reasonable start, a good start, stay in the game for longer periods and not put ourselves under pressure by conceding tries. And yet again on Sunday, it was, you know, within 14 minutes we're a try down and we're chasing the game. So we need to get off to a much better start, and I'm hoping tomorrow's game at home, you know, back at the Keep Moat for the first time for a few weeks now, so I'm hoping that brings us a bit of fortune.
Because of your position in the table, are you already thinking about next season now and just trying to forget about this one?
Well, no, I don't think we are at the minute. Whilst ever it's mathematically possible to stay up, we have to do that. We have to work hard to try and turn it round. And I certainly aren't giving it up, and I don't think most of the players are either. I think we, you know, whilst ever we have a chance, we have to work at that and live on that chance. However, you know, we have to put a plan B in place just in case we do get relegated, and that's what we're doing at the moment. You know, we're looking at the best case scenario, which is we avoid relegation, and we're looking at the worst case scenario, which is we get relegated, and we have to put a plan in place to cater for both of those situations, and that's what we're doing at the moment.
How has your message changed in the preparation to the players? I mean, is there a psychological issue here about that poor start that you referred to before? Has the message changed at all, or are you just plugging away and trying to get the same message home?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with the message we're trying to put across. You know, I think myself and the coaching staff, you know, we just want the boys to go out there and start games well and not be chasing games after 15, 20 minutes. And, you know, that's common sense for a team that's not playing particularly well. We've got to start, you know, just spending longer periods of time down in the opposition's third of the field and building some pressure and a little bit of patience. And the way it looks at the minute, every time we get over the halfway line, we look like we're wanting to score, and we're not building any pressure as such. Because of that, we're coming up with some rushed plays and some plays that we don't practice, and it, you know, it all just looks a little bit unorganised. But yet in training, when we go through the game prep in training, it looks really sweet. So I think it's just the added pressure of where we are in terms of, you know, 20 out of 20 losses. I think that added pressure is playing on the players' minds a little bit. And you know, it's difficult. It becomes a mindset thing, and that's difficult to change. That only the players can change that. But as far as preparation is concerned, I've been pretty happy with the way we've prepared every week going into the five games I've been in charge. It's just on match day, we seem to get a little bit tense and a little bit. It kind of goes out the window a little bit, which is disappointing.
And how's the squad looking? What's your team news ahead of this one, Gary? You know, 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. It's 5 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Is it all set? Any problems?
Yeah. We've got Matt Grote back, which will be a massive boost for us. You know, we've missed Matt's go forward in the middle of the field. You know, he's He's one of our best middle unit players, without a doubt, and he allows us to gain some forward momentum, and players run off the back of that. So it's great to have Matt Grote back in the squad. I'm delighted about that. I've brought two new players in as well this week. I'm trying to freshen things up and look what's available out there, and I'm hoping to bring another couple in again this week as well. But I've brought a couple of new players in this week, and they'll come straight into the squad. Ryan Wright, who's a hooker from Dewsbury, and Joe McLaughlin, who's a utility player who's been around a bit and played at Featherstone. I think he might have had a spell at Doncaster some part of time in the past, and Hunslet and various other clubs, so he's got plenty of experience. And we've also got the return of Tom Carr, which is fantastic for us. That, so it's like having, you know, four new players coming into the team this week, which should give everybody a boost. And, you know, hopefully that'll do the trick, and we'll be able to get our first win.